This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Here are some beautiful Divrei Torah from the Sefer Peninei Kedem, a collection of ancient Divrei Torah from Rabbi Chiyo Michal Stern, from Kishmoy Kenhu, from old Svarim that are not always so available. This one is actually a classic. The Medrash, and it's in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, poses a very unusual question. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, ma lifroish layam hagadol koydem l'shabbos shloshes yamim. Are you allowed to take a boat 3 days before Shabbos? Huh? Why is that a relevant question to Parsha Shlach? So the Medrash in the opening of Shlach says, please teach us, can you take a boat 3 days before Shabbos? The Mefarshim are matmiya, what is the relevance of this Shaila to Parsha Shlach? Says Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Baal Hafla. The Gemara says, in Tainis, the Meraglim were sent on Chav Tes Sivan, which, by the way, Rav Shamshin of Ashapol says, Ba'oysa shah kesherim hayu. They weren't yet under the influence of Tammuz. They still were under the influence of Sivan. Ba'oysa shah, that day, Derek Sherim. Anyway, on the Pasuk, Vayhi b'yom kalois Moshe l'hakim es ha-mishkan, it says, that day was Shabbos. That year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell out on Sunday. So, B'yom Kalois HaMishkan was Shabbos, and I'm sorry, that day was Sunday, Echad B'Shabbos Haya. Rosh Chodesh Nisan came out on Yom Rishon, and if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on a Sunday, the 29th day of Sivan is a Wednesday. Well, wait a second, if they left on a Wednesday, how are they getting from wherever they were to Eretz Yisrael? So they had to cross the Yarden. They had to cross the Yarden. That means, and they left on a Wednesday, 3 days before Shabbos. So the Medrash wants to know, are you allowed to take a boat 3 days before Shabbos? You know, we're just questioning, how did the Meraglim get there? Because based on the Cheshbon, they left on the 29th day of Sivan. That day was a Wednesday. Okay. Now, very interesting. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua. He even changed his name. Says Rab David ben Rab Moshe, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Mitzudas David. Why did Moshe not daven for Kalev? Why only for Yehoshua? So if you look at Mesilas Yesharim, it says, he brings from the Zohar, that the reason the Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael is they were the Nasiim and they were afraid they would lose their job. Now, why would they lose their job? The answer is, right? You ever wonder, why were the Nasiim worried they would lose their job? So he says, because there would be a Melech. That's why they would lose their job. Now, who would be the Melech? The Melech has to come from Shevet Yehuda. So that means the Melech would have been Kalev. Kalev would have been the Melech. So Moshe didn't have to daven for Kalev. The only bias the Meraglim had was they were afraid they were going to lose their job. But there's one guy whose job was secure. Kalev's job was secure. Not only was his job secure, he had a bias to say it's a good place to go. We should really go there as soon as possible. So Kalev was safe. It was Yeshua. Yeshua's job was in danger. That's why Moshe had a daven for Yehoshua. Okay. Then we have a mercha kefula. Halay toiv lanu shuv Mitzrayim. It would have been better to go back to Mitzrayim. Perek Yedad Pasuk Gimel. On the word toiv, there's a mercha kefula. Says Rav Shlomo HaKoina Vilna. Mercha kefula means that there are two meanings here. There are two reasons why they said it would have been good to go down to Mitzrayim. Go back to Mitzrayim. First of all, they already said last week, Zachar nu es hadagah, they remembered the fish. Number two, The Meraglim reported that the people there were very big and strong. So there was a toiva kefula to go down to Mitzrayim. That's why the trup on the word toiv is a mercha kefula. This is very interesting. V'hischazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz. Now, by the way, I'll tell you, just no extra charge. On Matzah Shabbat, I almost said this. I found in a sefer, Penine Oitzreis HaTorah, from the Baal Shem Tov. On the words, V'hischazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz, he brought a vart from the Baal Shem Tov. The only thing was, I was not convinced that the Baal Shem Tov said this. I looked in the Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah, which, by the way, the Baal Shem Tov, we don't have writings from the Baal Shem Tov. It's a collection. There they bring, you know, anything that anybody ever said that he said, I didn't see it there. But what they attribute to him on the Pasuk is Chazakdem, Lekachdem, Be'aretz, V'hischazakdem, if you want to strengthen yourself, U'lekachdem, Be'pri Ha'aretz, take a lesson from fruit. You put the seed in the ground, it rots, it decomposes, it disintegrates. But look what becomes of it. So too, a person should always remember that even when the goings are tough and the person feels like they're not accomplishing anything and they're down on their luck, but at that point, a person could achieve greatness. Take chizuk from fruits. But anyway, I didn't say it because I don't know the source of it. But on the pasuk v'schazak nilkachtem pri ha'aretz, Targum Yoinah's son says, v'sa'av dun chezkasa, make a chazaka. Make v'sa'av dun chezkasa. So the Sefer Pnei Kedem brings, normally to make chazaka on karka, you need 3 years. But if you make use of three types of fruits, you can make a chazaka even in 1 year, immediately. So therefore, this explains why they took grapes, pomegranates, and figs. Because by taking three types of fruits, they can make an immediate chazaka. That's the meaning of the Targum, based on the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chav Ches. Only a Sedei Lavan needs 3 years. A Sedei Ilan, you could do right away. And then, finally, this one's very interesting. You ever think of this question? B'mispar hayomim asher tartem es ha'aretz asher tartem sars arba'im yom yom la'ashana yom la'ashana tisu es avoyne seichem yom la'ashana, a day for a year. That sounds like the Meraglim spied at Eretz for 40 years and the Jews would be punished to be in the Midbar for 40 days. Yom la'ashana, you're going to have to pay a day for each year. It should say Shana Layoim. Not Yoim Lash. It should say a year. It should say a year for a day. Shana Layoim. Not Yoim Lashana. They didn't. Halavai, it would have been Yoim Lashana. Then they would have been in the Midbar for less than. If it would be a day for a year, they weren't. You know, it would have. We would have had just a couple days in the Midbar. So he brings from Rab Chaim HaKoin Rappaport, the Abezin Alavuv, and the Sefer Oitzres Chaim, that the Pasuk is asking a question. How can it be that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Av HaRachamim, Molei Rachamim, how could such a judgment come forth that they need to pay Arboim Yoim Lashana, that for each day that they spy, they have to pay a year? How could that be? Meaning, there's an implicit question here. Why would Hashem decree such an edict that seems to be so harsh? Yom, let it be 40 days for 40 days. Why Yom LaShana? Or why Shana LaYom? And the answer is, this judgment that a day should be considered like a year is actually an amazing toiva to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because we sin the whole year. And yet, one day a year, we do tshuva, and it's mechaper on the whole year. How does that work? Every single day we sin. Though we sin 365 days, and we do tshuva one day a year, and it's like the whole year. Why? Because Hashem reckons one day to be like a whole year. So the question, the pasuk is bothered. According to the number of days that you spied out the land, Hashem's going to punish you 40 years. And if you want to know, why would Hashem consider days like years? The pasuk is answering this judgment that a day is considered like a year is for your benefit. So that there will always be a day in the year that Tisu es avoinoi seichem, that God will be able to bear your sin. So Hashem gave the punishment of the Meraglim in this fashion to, so to speak, establish the efficacy of Yom HaKippurim. So the pasuk is saying, Hashem made it Yom LaShana. One day it will be considered a year, so that Tisu es avoinoi seichem. Now it's interesting, there are parallels between a number of the psukim in the parasha, what we say on Yom Kippur, whether it's Slachna la'avoyna amazeh kegoydel chasdecha, which is why are we saying that on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is usually associated with the Egel. And Vayom Hashem salachti kivarecha, you know, we make Vayom Hashem salachti kivarecha, that's nothing to do with the Egel. Why are we mentioning all this on Yom Kippur? Somehow, according to this, we see that the efficacy of Yom Kippur was solidified through the kapara of the Meraglim. There are other answers. Some of the other answers are the Chet HaMeraglim was Ma'oira the Chet HaEgal. So a kapara for the Meraglim is partially related to a kapara for the Egal. But this might explain why we reference the psukim of kapara of the Meraglim on Yom Kippur, because herein was established the efficacy of Yom HaKippurim. So those are five thoughts on Parshas Shelach, the connection between traveling 3 days by boat before Shabbos, and why Moshe Rabbeinu specifically davened for Yehoshua and not Kalev. What is the chazaka that they were going to do v'his chazaktem? The double toiv of haloi toiv lanu and yoim lashana tisu es avoneseichem. Have a great day. Everybody's invited to join us tonight at 8:30 for a fantastic shir whose topic has not been determined yet. Have a great day. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.